This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're here with Love Our Proud
with Z and G on Joy 94.9. What a song that was. And look, during that song, Mitch McTaggart just walked in.
I just found my way in.
Just found your way in. Why not?
I like wandering around the streets and, the door was open.
Yeah.
And it's always open.
We keep it unlocked. We keep it unlocked here on Life Our Proud.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming down, Mitch.
It's a pleasure.
How you been?
Oh, look, he's got stuff on.
Yep, I had some
food earlier.
Oh, what did you have?
It was like a burrito thing.
Nice.
Yeah, it was all right. It was actually unsatisfying.
But was there enough cheese?
Yeah. Meat or chicken?
I don't like chicken, but yep. I don't like too much cheese.
Really?
I don't like it when
Mitch,
there's
get
a...
out of the studio. That controversy was it. Already.
I'll have my say. I don't like it when there's excessive amounts of dairy product in it. I don't have anything against dairy product, but within a burrito, I think we're going to have issues.
Yeah, okay. All right, fair enough.
That's my say.
Look, I respect it. I don't agree, but I respect it.
Where do you stand on kebabs then? Lamb, chicken, or a mix?
I like the mix.
Oh.
Yeah?
Another issue. Honestly,
in a kebab, I don't reckon... I can't really tell the difference between the meats.
Really?
Because you get to a stage with the kebab where you're, first of all, it's been a long enough night not really bothered by the... You just want a protein.
Yeah.
And I think the combination is the best of both worlds and you're not really going to be bothered by the kind of meat that you're having when you're in the mood for a kebab.
That's true.
That's true. My kebab thoughts as well.
What would you eat when you... Because, of course, you did breakfast radio here on a Wednesday.
Yes.
What would you come in for breakfast? What would you eat?
Okay.
Would you eat during the show?
Yes, I would, because I figured this out the hard way.
Yeah.
I don't have coffee before something like that, because when you're in a room for 3 hours and you can't
leave.
Do a long-form toilet session...
Yes.
I'm talking about pooping.
Yeah. Hey, toilet talk here on Life After.
It's like past 12:30. We can talk about, we can talk about pooping.
Okay.
We can call it pooping.
Okay. The last thing you want is for, a coffee to flush it
just
all out of you
early
morning and be stuck in the toilet when you need to throw to some bloody red-hot Justin Bieber.
Exactly, right? Exactly. Well, that's why we do the three-song break. It is needed. The three-song break is needed, and it works out. It works a treat.
But there's enough of you, though, surely, to cover any of those.
Look, you would think that.
Yeah,
okay. You would think that. We have had a couple three-song breaks where we've had two of us in there.
Oh,
yeah,
interesting.
It's been wild. Okay. It's been wild breakies.
Yeah. Well, that's my hot tip. Don't do coffee. But also, I went through a kale salad phase, because I thought, okay, I'm going to get up this early. I'm going to do healthy.
Yep.
And trying to eat a kale salad at, 5:30 through to 8 o'clock just made me gag.
Oh, really?
That was very terrible as well.
The health portion couldn't really get through to you on that one.
I tried yogurt. Yep. And
that's a good one. Strawberry.
Yeah, but then I got too, phlegmy and stuff and couldn't talk properly.
Yep.
Look, I don't think I ever really settled on anything. It was just a constant cycle of, figuring out different things.
Yeah.
And
what about a good old apple? No?
I tried an apple, but then it gave me heartburn. See, I'm an old man. I've just got it. I'm complaining about everything.
We can't keep you happy, Mitch.
I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. But my point is that I didn't come up with a solution. So if you're looking for tips, I have none.
Well, we found that just a good old energy drink in the morning, like the 500 ml energy drink.
Gross.
It can go one of two ways. It can be, it can kick in at 8:30, half an hour before you finish. Or it can make you have a three-song break at 6:45.
And you're giving birth to the breakfast baby.
That's it.
That comes with a lot of risk for me. And I'm not sure you guys are really hitting that enough.
Well, we like the risk. I think that's the part we enjoy.
It keeps you, keeps you on edge.
And
you're ready for anything at breakfast when you're ready to go.
Luckily, there's no one else here at Joy while that's happening, because it gets very smelly in the studio. It gets very smelly. I mean, it's not smell radio.
We had to let go of something.
he would make all the farts.
Never forget.
But how did you get into comedy, Mitch? Are you Melbourne born?
I'm Geelong born.
Geelong.
And then moved to Melbourne when I was about 19.
Right.
But I take issue with you saying quite directly that I'm in comedy. I don't think I am.
No?
I think he's
bigger than that. He's telling us.
No.
Can we quote
Meta?
You on that?
No, absolutely. Meta. No, less than that. So much less. I think the people in comedy are for the people actively doing the stand-up kind of stuff.
Yeah,
I don't do any of that kind of stuff. But you write comedy, right? Yeah,
right.
But I guess in comedies, it's just...
You're a comedy writer.
It's better, but now now it seems like I'm like already washed up. Comedy writer is like a, I don't know, you know, trying to come up with a sketch for the Paul Hogan show. That's just what I think a comedy writer is. No, like, let me clarify. Nothing wrong with the Paul Hogan show. I mean, writing for the Paul Hogan show, like me now, having written for the Paul Hogan show 30 years ago.
That's what
comedy writer, that, you know, you're not going to call yourself, hey, I'm a comedy writer, lovely to meet you. Yeah. Obviously, you're going to seem like a bit of a wanker.
What if you work for like SNL or a late night talk show or something like that?
Then I would say, I work for SNL. As a what I do kind of question, which, by the way, should be barred from all social situation.
Really?
What's that
you
question?
Do.
What
think,
do you do?
Really?
Yeah, I'm rubbish.
It's sort of a judgment call. And then, as someone
who's really bad in social situations, that's one of my go-tos. That's like number three on the list.
But I've got that pressure to sum up what you do in a interesting enough way to make the person want to keep talking to you.
Yeah,
it's a lot of pressure.
No, it is a lot of pressure.
And also, like, a lot of people aren't necessarily defined by the thing that they do. A lot of people hate the thing they do, and they're more defined by their hobby. I don't know.
But would you find that the people who are asking those questions maybe like to brag about what they do?
Yeah, and you can always tell a... what words can we say after...
You can say anything you want except the C-bomb, baby.
I'm ready because... I'm not sure if you guys knew this. I've got a radio show.
Uh-huh.
It happens at midnight. Yeah.
Let's just say Duds. I was going to say Claude, but then Dud. Dodd.
Yeah.
We're calling it Dodd now.
Right on.
There are some Dodds who maybe would want to introduce themselves up front as an actor or a dancer or maybe those two things.
What about a lawyer? Can you say?
I think there's a danger in a creative field that because it's so
to
subjective.
To inflate yourself.
There's a way more difficult measure of success with it, and so I think I would happily say that I was a mathematician I was one, because it's a qualification that's very clear and obvious.
It's
and
academic.
There's a, like
it's,
there's, there's yeah. absolutely a definition in what makes you a mathematician, anybody can say that they're an actor,
and they do,
irrespective of like statistically. If someone comes up to me and says that they're a singer, they're probably a bad singer,
a karaoke person.
Yeah,
so
just
do you need to be told that they're a singer? Is it someone else telling you know?
Possibly.
This person's a really good singer.
Yeah,
they sing.
I think there's a. There's got to be a shyness about creative stuff, because otherwise you just come off as a wanker.
Yeah, you have to be humble about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you really
do. And yeah, anyway, look, we're just talking about my own anxieties now.
So, but I don't know if you know this, I have my own radio show. And thank you.
Do you really? What time is it on?
Oh, fantastic. What a wanker.
I know, right? Let's turn off his mic. I saw you on like About Tonight.
Okay.
And you hosted...
Yes.
So what was the process in that, in writing that?
So that About Tonight episode was, I don't know how that came about. I just got asked to do it.
Mm.
And so I did.
How much prep did they give you before?
I had quite a bit, because I had wanted to assume a little bit more creative control over it. And I'd edited myself just to, I guess I was auteuring it in a diva.
Okay.
Kind of level.
Yep.
But
difficult to work with,
sure.
quote unquote. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
That's going to be
creative control.
It's going to be in my headstone.
No.
I'd wanted to just kind of do something mental whilst still being aware of the restrictions that you have with Channel 31. I mean, it's just, you can only shoot in a studio and occasional cuts to stuff. But I guess with my editing background and stuff, I was a little more aware of what could be done.
Right.
Perhaps.
Okay.
You know, it's as rough as guts, but it's still just idiotic and stupid. And no, I think
great.
That's what it needs to be with Channel 31. Thank you.
So what you said that was your area that you had background in, in editing. So what sort of background do you have in...
I started out editing dance school concerts.
Oh, wow. That's cool. Marnie, right?
Yeah. I did that for a couple of years. But if I ever see a contemporary dance number with Destiny's Child music, I will just scream.
I've got a production coming up, and we're looking for someone. So.
Yeah. I know exactly how to edit that.
Star wipes, definitely.
All star. Actually, their favorite thing to do is a 10-frame crossfade. I'm not sure if anybody is familiar with that, but it's
technical.
Yeah, it's fading one piece of footage into another over the duration of 10 frames, which is about just under half a second.
Right,
because that's the nicest to look at. There's a little tip there for everybody.
All right.
We'll
edit this one together in a what is it? 10-frame fade?
Crossfade,
of course.
So
no, you can't.
There's one story that kind of broke my heart a little bit. These dance schools, there's a mentality where you're told to keep dancing no matter what.
Okay.
Right? That's the rule.
Yeah, why not?
already.
It sounded tragic. Continue. I can't wait now.
So what happened was they were dancing no matter what. And a girl's top fell down.
Oh.
There wasn't much underneath. There was nothing underneath because you know, you're wearing the
leotard.
Reasonably sexualized stuff for a group.
It's costume, guys.
What age group are we talking
12
about?
To 16.
Oh, no.
Which is bad. Yeah. Come on. Yeah. And let's not even get into the kinds of songs that they dance to, which is already really sexualized. Anyway, so she was there and she was caught in this issue of, oh no, my decency is at stake. Should I walk off stage? But it's been drummed into me to keep dancing no matter what. So she was dancing no matter what, but had this horrified look on her face. You're like, oh,
turning into a burlesque
God.
Performance, right?
Oh, God.
That's
Was it a good song at least, Mitch?
Nope, it was rubbish.
Oh,
it was all generally rubbish.
Nobody wins in this case.
So it was... Oh, I just felt so sorry for her.
Editing together torture footage right
now. Yeah, and also I felt guilty, like... I wasn't like looking at it, and I was probably looking away from the screen.
Yeah.
But
did you put blurs on it?
Well, that's kind of what we had to do.
We had to
zoom in and crop her out a little bit, but just like, and then imagine how she'd feel knowing that an editor had seen it.
Yeah.
And she wouldn't have known how it was going to be presented when she would eventually come to look at it. Yeah. And knowing that all the families and all the school concert people would look at it like, ah.
Right. Oh, God. No.
Oh, never dance. Look, that's the lesson.
Look, we've got Mitch McTaggart here, and he was doing some crazy dance moves during that song
that
we've never seen before.
I've never seen that.
We've never seen it. What do you call it?
Look, it's what I do.
Yeah.
It's the potato.
The potato. Yeah, you did look like
also,
a spud.
There's also the Dennis.
The menace. Are you a menace while you do it?
No.
You look like
it was
a menace.
He looked in control.
Yeah.
I'll be honest.
Yeah, that's true.
Not until I hit the dance floor, everybody.
Oh.
So,
Well, luckily we have one set up right here.
Great.
No,
someone hit the music.
Mitch, you're probably going to hit out after this because it's probably only 12:45 now.
Definitely.
You know, I'm off very soon. I had wandered in here just to kill some time, really.
No, and what better way to do it by having a chat?
When you're waiting for the bus. I appreciate it.
My favourite D floor opens.
Yes.
Are you waiting for Godot, Mitch? Is that what you're doing?
I think that's probably a little bit too deep at the moment.
A little bit too morbid, maybe.
Maybe not?
No, I don't know. It depends which performance you saw.
Sure.
I don't know. But you did Wednesday Breakfast with Jess. Mm-hmm. We've had Jess on.
Absolutely.
Like 1 or 2 weeks ago.
Friend of the
something
show.
Like
Jess Bacon.
Yeah. How did you two meet? How did you two...
How did we meet? Oh, actually, yes. That's an interesting story. She was my student and I was her lecturer.
Right.
Yes. But I should clarify for everybody at home, we are the same age.
Okay.
So that makes it acceptable. It's not like I'm some 50-year-old man and Jess is some 18-year-old and some relationship blossomed out of that.
It's all above board. It's all above board here.
Jess and my other two good friends, like we all met up because they were the only people that were my age in the first class that I ever taught. And so there was a...
There's a bond there.
Yeah, it was always kind of a leaning over to them going, how am I going, guys?
Yeah.
fine. And so it was that. That's the basis. That makes it right.
What were you teaching?
Film and TV stuff. It was the introductory film thing, you know, how to put a camera on a tripod and how to not set the camera on fire, that kind of stuff. Real basic.
But has to be in the curriculum, though.
Yeah, because of course.
It's not definitely covered.
Hey, someone's got to teach it.
It's true.
Yeah.
So did you ever try hand a stand-up? Would you ever...
No, definitely not.
No.
Nonsense.
Not for you?
No.
Wow.
I would never... There's not a single bit in me that goes, yeah, should give that a go. Just, no. No.
And I also saw you... what was the... It was About Tonight, but the, you know, end of year thingamabob?
Yes.
With Jess as well?
Yep.
Yeah, what was... How was that doing? It was like over an hour. How long was it? Like a solid...
Yeah, it was an hour and then 15 minutes for the midnight countdown.
Right, okay.
That was...
What was it like to do that on New Year's Eve?
That was stressful.
Yeah?
Because we were... we realized that we didn't have enough content.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We're just padding.
When did you realize? Like you realize that? Like you know, right before air?
During the record.
Right,
yeah,
right.
And we didn't have enough, so there was a lot of padding. Don't go watch that.
Oh, no,
I saw. This is going to be very specific, and the question may lead nowhere. But okay. in the episode that you hosted, you made a joke. Jess and like Murphy McLaughlin came out, and the other guy,
yeah.
And there was like a
Matthew Vaughan.
Yes. It was a catalog bit where they just sung the contents of the catalog.
Yes.
And then you made a reference to Knox City Shopping Centre.
Okay,
right. This is where we grew up.
So specific.
Yeah
this
right.
Is our
exactly.
Neck in the
exactly.
Woods, right.
Sure.
Yeah. How did you? Was that just a pull the you know some suburb out of the hat, or did you?
I used to live in Box Hill area and stuff.
Ah, okay.
Blackburn kind of thing.
Right.
So, like, did you think it was like an attack on your on your childhood
I
area?
Getting shouted out.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Because you know, for someone to reference Knox City and my entire life, you know, whenever you say, oh, you know, near Knox City, I live near Knox City, no one ever knows what I'm talking about.
Okay.
So just to hear someone, you know, make a reference.
I knew I wasn't alone. Anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
I've done a public service by. You know, raising awareness for Knox.
Definitely. And Knox, thanks you. We've got the Knox Council
City
on the
council
line
right
now. You've been given the key to Knox City, so congratulations.
Wow. God, that was surprisingly easy.
All you have to do is shout them out.
That's how grateful, yeah.
And I'm pretty sure we're due for one, the amount of shout outs we're giving them right now. It's like
right now.
2 minutes about talking about Knox.
Really?
So the key that I have is quite short-lived because now you just have it.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a pass-the-torch situation.
Okay.
Know?
Yeah.
I think the show after us is doing a Knox special as well, so we're going to have to hand-pass it off to them. Yeah.
Okay, great. Well, fair enough.
So currently you've got the ABC...
That's right.
Situation.
There's an ABC thing a-brewing.
Oh.
Yes.
So how did that come about?
It's part of the Fresh Blood initiative that was announced, would have been the end of 2016. And so they had a similar one in 2013. They give 20 groups a very small amount of money to produce 3 5-minute bits.
Right.
Sketches, narrative, whatever they want to do, really. Mm. And then it gets housed on iView, and then they would... I guess it kind of... It acts as a mini foot-in-the-door kind of thing for the potential to pitch more content, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so we did one of those. We've just wrapped up. The show's been submitted and all that kind of stuff, and we'll see how that goes.
Nice. And you did it with Jovan?
Yeah, Jovan, who was also on the About Tonight episode that you seem to know an awful lot about, joke-wise. And, it was the two of us writing and directing, and there we go. And we're in it as well.
And what's it about?
It's called Head Swapsies, it's about two stupid scientists who swap heads with each other in a very... terrible attempt at advancing medicine and their own careers, but they end up just struggling to control their own bodies.
Oh, wow. Is it a lot of CGI, or did you just like...
Oh, no. It's makeup.
From
the get-go, it's assumed that my body is Jovan's.
Okay.
But my head... Yeah, the implied surgery thing.
Okay.
We couldn't really pull it off with that budget, the CGI stuff. It's all no dialogue. It's all action slapstick based stuff.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Because my next question was going to be, how did the writing go in that? So you blocking?
Fair bit of blocking and trying to get various story elements across with no talking.
We just, wow.
Which was, we wanted to kind of challenge ourselves and offer something really different.
That's amazing.
Because I think we're the only ones that are slapstick, no dialogue of the 20.
Yeah.
Wow. Stand out from the pack.
Exactly. So even if we're the worst, will still be remembered.
That's it, yeah.
So, you know, that's the way to go about comedy, I think.
So how did you... was this like an idea that was brewing already? Did you... with Joven?
Yeah, kind of. We just sat and threw about a couple of ideas in our idea journal or equivalent. I don't know, notepad, whatever you've got. Mm-hmm. We just kind of... It's an amalgamation of a few different things of what we wanted to do because we hadn't really... formalized a slapstick based thing.
Right.
There's always elements in our various productions and stuff, but we hadn't really ever done an exclusively slapstick thing.
Yeah.
Which we really liked the idea of, and the ABC did too. And
do they give you like a studio? Do they provide all the equipment needed?
No, it's pretty much a wad of cash to do whatever you like
with.
Could you hire a studio, but it's just pretty much, here you go, give this a go. So see what you can do with that. That's
prove to us you can sort of do something. Yeah, exactly.
I think that's pretty much what the mantra is with it. And look, it's a good way of wheedling out, encouraging people to come forward is probably the better way to do it. It's like, oh, you know, we might be able to do something with that amount of money. It is a pittance in terms of like television production standards. Mm. So it's more, just seeing how far you can make the money go as a test, and presumably would lead to increased budgets with other stuff. Yeah.
So how long was the sort of rehearsal process? Like, was there much of a... long process?
Yeah, because of a budget thing, we only had 3 shoot days.
Okay.
And so all the other times we had to make sure we were pretty down with exactly what we were doing because we just couldn't really afford any...
To fluff around.
Yeah, there were a few shots that were kind of complex and we only had one take.
One take to me. Yeah. Why not?
And thankfully they all worked, which was fine.
That's it's always the way though sometimes, I feel like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
They were very stressful shoot days. Everything came together really well, and it's... I think it's good.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Look, it sounds awesome. I love the concept. It's fantastic.
The public may think otherwise, as is their right.
Let them.
Yeah.
Because it's an idea that you don't see a lot of anymore. Yeah. People are scared to take a risk
that. Yeah.
Because they'd see it as a barrier instead of...
For sure. A tool to stand out from the pack. Yeah. For sure.
But I'm genuinely keen to see what the response to it is because it's so... I think people will struggle to find a comparison.
Mm.
A modern comparison,
yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
Like in Australia, at least.
Yeah, yeah.
And definitely on the ABC.
And in colour.
And in colour. Yeah. 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 Well, yeah, absolutely right. I want to know what this... Just testing the waters, I suppose.
Yeah.
So did that... make the sound side of things, like on the pre-production and post-production side, was that harder?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So it was
very
harder
much.
To rely on sounds?
Yeah.
That did you have to record your own, not soundtrack, but like little bits and pieces, like Foley almost?
Well, we knew that it was going to be such an uphill battle with the sound mix and that it was so integral that we didn't actually bother recording any location sound.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
So all of it was done from scratch.
Oof,
right.
We understood, again, both Joven and myself work in film production, so we're aware of that kind of task.
Mm.
And we built up all of it from nothing, like every fabric movement, every kind of footstep was
But then that way
recorded
you
again.
Can completely have that creative control over it to
absolutely.
Be able to... manipulate that into what you need.
Yeah, which also, unfortunately, drastically blew out the post-production time, but that's what had to happen. But I guess it kind of reiterated that everything makes a sound.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
It's annoying how much...
Cotton chip against felt.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need that. And just to label that, you feel like a nutcase. Like to just... You know,
that's how we feel about our notes.
Yeah.
I think if anyone read our notes, we'd be put into a ward.
Admitted,
yeah.
I think my favorite one was fabric angrily brushing up against female shoulder.
Specific, though.
That's very specific. Like, and could get you a record. I don't know. Yeah.
Like, but there needed to be a sound for that because there was a... We did an alternative where it wasn't angry enough or it wasn't feminine enough. It was... oh, my God.
And finding that very specific sound. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It did just the... I've got come away from this with more of an awareness of just everything making noise.
And when is it available?
We're not sure of the release date yet. I'm told generally toward the end of the year. Mm-hmm. And but when it drops, I will let you know.
Awesome.
Fantastic.
And
you can
go on there and
on the iViews.
Check it out on the iViews.
For sure, we will be viewing it at least a million times.
At least.
So.
Well, that will help. if you like it, please pass it on. But if it's nonsense, just don't.
Well, I'll put it on a DVD and then put it in the trash if it's that. Yep.
It's a good way to take out your frustration on content without it impacting on the views.
Yeah, exactly. But thank you so much for coming in, Mitch.
It is a pleasure.
Where can people get you? Where can all the socials?
Oh, look, I'm on Twitter.
Yep.
That's a thing.
Right on.
Just @ Mitch McTaggart.
And it's an awesome last name. I love the last name, by
Thank
the way.
Thank you.
It's very fun.
It reminds me of Beverly Hills Cop. There was a there was a character in there called, last name was Taggart. Very similar, not the same.
No, understood. Understood. I just hope people aren't expecting that kind of thing if they follow me on Twitter.
No. It's Mick Taggart, not Taggart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's nothing like Beverly Hills Cop. It sucks. I'm sorry, guys.
Well, thanks again so much for coming in, Mitch. We appreciate it. You're listening to Laugh Out Proud.
We're seeing you
on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.